Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, it's a great psalm that really helped me. I spent lots of time, Bill, trying to understand suffering. And I think one of the big issues in the American church right now is we don't have a theology for suffering, because we haven't had a lot of that in terms of terrorism and the kinds of things that people overseas are experiencing, but it's here, it's in America now. And we have to understand, we have to put a biblical perspective on suffering. I've been reading through Daniel and Daniel 11 and 12, and our pastor's been on that series. And one of the things in Daniel is that Daniel has a vision, and he's in Babylon, he's in an exile country, things are really, really bad. And he has this vision, and the angel comes and gives him an interpretation and says, guess what, Daniel, it's going to get even worse. It's going to get even worse. It's not going to get better for a period of time. Prepare yourself. So Psalm 46 to me is a good preparation chapter where it talks about, first, know who God is. Know that he's a very present help in times of trouble, that he is the creator of all things. He's all powerful. Nothing happens in our world away from his watchful eye. So none of this is a surprise to God. God didn't wake up Sunday morning and go, oh my goodness, God knew what was happening. And so we don't understand that. We have to trust the Lord in this. But he does help us in trouble. He doesn't promise to take us out of trouble. He promises to walk us through trouble. And know where God is. He's in the middle of it. That's the point I'm making here. Know who he is. He's our help in trouble. Know where he is, which means he's in the middle of the trouble. In the middle of that horrific time with my brother, the presence of God was so real. Our family is a praying family. I have history of pastors in our family. We felt the presence of God. We know that the waters roar, the mountains shake, but God is in the midst. He's not absent in times of trouble. He hasn't left us alone to deal with the situation. And then the third point is to really get your eyes off of those uncertain circumstances and not be moved by the trouble around us, as Daniel was told, but to put our eyes firmly on the Lord, understanding that if we keep our eyes fixed on him, just like Peter walking on the water, that he will keep us lifted up and he will help us get through that difficult time. Just remember, he's working in the situation and he works all things for our good. Even the bad things in our life can be turned around and used for something good to help us be stronger in our faith.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.